The views, opinions, and content of the show hosts and their guests appearing on America's Web Radio are their own and do not necessarily reflect those of the station.
You're listening to America's Web Radio on the AmericasBroadcastNetwork.com. Thank you for listening.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, and everyone else out there who thinks they're someone else or something else. Welcome to Bite of Reality with Mark the Shark, the rhyme time. This is one of my favorite parts of the show, the beginning. The beginning of the declination. I'll tell you, when they began figuring out the Declaration of Independence, I wonder if they thought about rhyming it. Wonder if that was something in their heads or not. Probably not, I'm guessing, because they were a little bit more serious than you and me. But without any further ado, we're going to jump right in because today we got a lot of rhyme time going. And now for our big show. In a world of logic twisted and bent, where the absurdity knows no extent, there lived a notion, a curious plight, that declared by the White House, two wrongs do make a right. A mischievous jester named Jolly Joe, with a grin that stretched from ear to toe, he pondered his only idea with much delight, and set out to prove it, the absurd, one stormy night. In a country plagued by the terrible COVID SARS-2, the mayor, a grumpy old guy named Achoo. He declared a curfew from morn till night to curb the spread and make things right. But Joe, oh no, Joe, had a wicked plan to show the world he was no ordinary 86-year-old man. He broke the curfew like all the other rules. Oh, what a sight! And shouted, two wrongs do make it all right. He danced on the streets, his laughter echoing, as the D.C. townsfolk stared, their confusion just growing. The mayor's wrong, so I'll continue to be wrong, too. And watch as the world turns topsy-turvy, it's true. But little did Joe know, as he danced and he pranced, that his actions would lead to a strange circumstance. Joe, the curfew breaker's bold defiance, inspired others to challenge the same rules and the mayor's reliance. The next day, the country folk, filled with glee, broke the curfew, shouting, give us reparations and set us free. Two wrongs they committed, and what did they find? The mayor's decree had changed their mind. Forced to acknowledge their collective flight plight, the mayor repealed the curfew by executive order that night. And there stood Jolly Joe, not a thought in his head, with his mischievous grin. And a testament to the power of two wrongs, it's no sin. Now, this tale may be odd, it may be somewhat absurd, but sometimes these days, my friends, the truth is very blurred. In a world of contradictions where nothing's quite straight, two wrongs can indeed lead to an unrighteous fate. So next time you're faced with a moral decision, remember Joe the Jester. He's seeking to continue to erase America with precision. When faced with a crisis, embrace the humor. Let your laughter take flight. And dare to believe two wrongs in this administration do make it all right. Once upon a time in an asylum, one of this great land, the loonies took over. It was the originally unplanned. The senators and Congress, they fled in despair, leaving the inmates to rule. Oh, what a scare. The head loony, a woman named, shall we call, Crazy Carl, declared herself king, ruling with a mad snarl. She wore a straitjacket, her crown all askew, and proclaimed, in this loony land, I'll lead all of you. The inmates rejoiced. Their laughter was insane as chaos and madness took over all over the domain. They painted the walls in colors oh so bright and danced through the halls of justice all day and night. A woman called Nurse Jill, a woman with a heart of gold, came back to the asylum to help out with the very old. She said, loonies, calm down. Let's find some safe space. For the world thinks we're crazy. It's time we release all the loons. Let them out of this space. But Crazy Carl, she cackled with delight. We're the rulers now. We do what we like. She wore a pantsuit with a mismatched socks, and she declared, in this asylum, we'll break all the rules and the locks. The inmates now roam freely, a wild, zany crew. Some talk to imaginary friends. Wow, what a whimsical brew. They played chess with invisible opponents so wise, and danced with chairs, saying, look up with your own eyes, reaching for the skies. But deep down they knew, amidst the disorder and strife, that something was missing. They longed for a different life. They yearned for the structure, the rules, and the care, for the sanity they clearly lost in this whole loony affair. Nurse Jill undeterred, hatched another clever plan to bring their own order back to this madman's land. She gathered the inmates with feigned compassion in her eyes and said, "Let's embrace our quirks, but also try and be wise." With Crazy Carl's blessing, the inmates had finally agreed to form another committee, a council of more loons indeed. Each loony had a role, a purpose to fulfill, to change all the rules in the asylum with precision and skill. The creators adorned the walls with strange pictures and chi, and the chess players strategized their minds blank and running free. The moral dancers entertained with their wild routines, and the takers and talkers formed a choir, singing in their dreams. And as the days passed, the asylum transformed from chaos and madness to a place no one recognized, America now deformed. The loonies found solace in their unique ways, but also embraced the lack of any structure, just brightening their days. So remember this tale and its lesson so grand. Sometimes the loonies can change things without you seeing right under your hand. For in the asylum of life where insanities skew, the loonies are showing us what their reality is. And it's all not true. In a land not so far away where corruption did abound, a scandal broke, the Durham Report, so now renowned. It exposed the deeds of the corrupt and the sly, but alas, the corrupt denied it with some more of the cunning lie. The report was so damning it laid bare their schemes, exposing their secrets, unraveling all their takeover dreams. But the corrupt, oh how clever they could be, they hatched a plan to continue to ensure their victory. They gathered in secret, wearing suits so fine, with smiles in their faces and deceit in their hearts and minds. They declared the corruption report, oh, it's just a sham, a fabrication of lives, like ours, a cruel and twisted scam. They denied the allegations with such eloquence and grace, while behind closed doors they continued their schemes to deny the whistleblowers any embrace. Their agency pockets lined with ill-gotten info and wealth, and they laughed and reveled in their own sly, lying stealth. The corrupt Democratic politicians, oh, what a sight, claiming innocence at the hearing with all their might. They pointed fingers, facts don't matter, they shifted blame. And the public media, well, they all played the game. But there are several brave souls, as we just have seen, unyielding in the face of this corrupt machine. With pen in hand and determination so bold, they vowed to expose the truth, no matter what it cost them. Or how it's told. They dug deep, unraveled the web of lies, and brought forth evidence no longer so disguised. The corruption report, now fortified and strong, could no longer be denied just by the media, but not for too long. The corrupt should have squirmed and stumbled, their faces should have turned pale, as the truth was unfolding, revealing their sordid tale. The corrupt tried to spin, to twist, and to deflect, but now we need the public, hopefully, not to forget. Without voices united, we must demand justice be done for the corrupt to all be held accountable one by one. We must, if necessary, rally in the streets with signs held high, proclaiming no more corruption. It's time to say goodbye. And as the corrupt must crumble, their power be stripped away, the corruption report, I hope, will finally have won the day. The truth prevailed despite their cunning lies, and the corrupt now left to face their own demise. So remember this tale when you see corruptions at hand. The power of truth together will withstand. For even when denied by the corrupt and the sly, the truth shall rise and justice must comply. In the world of Benz where opinions now collide, there was a saying spreading far and wide. It warned those who dared to take a woke stand. This time if you go woke, you will go broke, was in demand. Now there was a company, let's call it Adidas Bliss, who thought they had the perfect marketing twist. They decided to go woke, to be on trend, but little did they know the trouble was just around the bend. They changed their bathing suit model, oh what a sight, to a rainbow unicorn with a bulging, shining bright. They made claims for diversity and inclusivity, but little did they know it would lead to such a boycott activity. Customers confused and most scratched their heads. They didn't understand the new path Adidas Bliss had seen to tread. The rainbow unicorn with the bulge, while some thought was pretty behold, had nothing to do with the products they were trying indeed to be sold. The company's profits, they started to decline as customers turned away, simple genius, to shareholders a worrisome sign. They shouted, "Bring back the old models, we implore. Enough with this woke nonsense. We want to do nothing to do with this anymore." But Adidas Bliss, oh Adidas Bliss, they didn't want to see that going woke was not the path to any sort of prosperity. They held meetings and discussions so full of strife, but too stupid, they couldn't grasp why customers had vanished from their life. The competitors laughed, and they had seen this before. That companies went woke, just ask Bud Light, where quickly shone the door. They warned Adidas Bliss, this time you've made a tragic mistake. If you go woke, you'll go broke. It's your profits you will forsake. But Adidas Bliss, they didn't listen. They doubled down. They released woke campaigns all over the town. They hired these activists and tried to take their woke message to the streets. But their profits plummeted. They continued to face great depletes. And as the days went by, Adidas Bliss's fate was sealed. Their stocks plummeted, their profits much lower revealed. They finally realized with a heavy heart that going woke wasn't a wise marketing strategy. It wasn't a good start. So soon they will revert to their woman models when selling women's attire with a sheepish grin. But the damage has already been done. Their customer base is getting thin. Maybe they'll learn the hard way with their pockets now light that going woke can indeed lead to financial destruction and fright. So the moral of this tale, my dear friend, is to tread carefully when on the woke trend. For while inclusivity may seem at first a noble goal, don't forget your shareholders' bottom lines or your heads will roll. Remember the lesson from poor old Adidas Bliss that sometimes going woke is a financial abyss. So think twice, strategize, and don't provoke. For this time, if you go woke, we the people might just make you go broke. Once upon a time on a land too far, there existed a squad, oh how bizarre, a group of folks not the brightest at all. Their minds were quite empty, a true brain stall. They called themselves the dumb squad, you see. Their lack of intelligence was plain as you can be. They stumbled and bumbled, oh what a mess. Their attempts at brilliance were met with much distress. First came Cori Bush, who couldn't even tie her own shoes. She tripped and she fell over her words. She couldn't decide which ones to choose. And the other, Tlaib, she'd forget her own name and couldn't count to three. A mathematical wizard, this one she'd never be. Then there was AOC with a mind so hollow. Her common sense was a concept from someone else she'd have to borrow. She'd walk in the rain holding an upside-down umbrella. And as a congresswoman, there hasn't even been one idea that has been yet stellar. Next in line was Omar, as clueless as can be. She'd get lost in her house, let alone in the city of D.C. She looks like she wears socks in her hands and gloves on her feet. A true blameless fashion disaster, a sight really hard to beat. And let's not forget about Presley, oh my, her IQ being much lower than even a fly. She mixes up her words, she acts like she couldn't spell or read. As an English professor, she just has no chance to succeed. Together they roam, causing chaos in Congress and making bad decisions faster. Their lack of wit, a source of continuing disaster. But amidst their brainless speeches, one thing was abundantly clear. Where they want to take this country is too far left. It isn't near. Though they may not be smart, their policies are way left. A soul of America, they are arranging a theft. For in a world we're so serious, they'd remind us all that stupid is as stupid does, right before this country will fail and fall. So let's raise a glass to the dumb squad's name. May their antics forever bring to this country great shame. For in their foolishness, we must somehow find the light. A reminder that being dumb isn't always in Congress a right. So as we come to the end of Rhyme Time this week, let's gather round. It's time for us now to speak about the funny moments we all shared in the news of this week, and the laughter that filled the air, and the dumb things to repair that we seek. We've explored topics big, both big and small, and had a blast with words, one and all. We laughed at the tales of a silly squad who espoused stupid ideas we must not applaud. But fear not, my friends, for Rhyme Time shall return with more laughter and fun while we continue to learn. So let's bid adieu to this rhyming affair with a cheer and a smile and a rhyming flair. For though this chapter may close, well, it may come to a close, the show will go on. The news and the main show will now compose. Thank you. Thank you very much. I got to tell you, sometimes I do have trouble not laughing during my own rhyme time. Some of the things I come up with late at night and in the early morn, just is for you guys to share. I hope it's a treat just like it is for me. You know, every week I always wonder, what do I have to talk about? You know, it's only an hour show. And you can cover a lot of turf in an hour if you just yap, yap, yap all the time. But I try to give you a little insight into things and give you a little bit of information so that you guys will be a little bit smarter the next time you go into that voting booth in 2024 and maybe not pick the guy who campaigns from his basement. Maybe pick the guy whose politics and whose intelligence and whose ability to put a sentence together maybe are similar to yours. Hopefully we don't have too much of the Joe Bidens in this country anymore. Because I think what we've gone from is, yes, a little bit of the riding cowboy into the sunset with some great policies and a crazy delivery. But you know what? He just didn't take crap from anybody. And I think that's what we need back. Somebody who's going to stand up for this country. We're the United States of America. Well, right now, so much for being the soul of America, bringing America back. Well, the only thing I've seen is he's brought racism back. He's brought serious division back. He's brought violence back. He's brought crime back. If that's what he meant by America's back, well, we're in the back of everything else. We're in the back of the economies in the world. We're in the back of the military might. Yeah, I think Joe should run on what he brought America. How much further down can we go before America's done? Well, the average Democratic Republic lasted approximately 200 years. We're way beyond that, folks. We got to be a little bit more careful about who we put in the White House and who we choose for our elected officials. And even on the local level, don't disregard the local level. That's very important to each of us because that's where this all starts. This disaster starts at the local level, and it just proceeds up the chain. You know, they always tell you trickle-down economics. It's trickle-up stupidity in elections. You elect stupid people down here. You elect stupid people up there. Now you got a bunch of stupid people running the rest of us. I'm not saying we're the brightest bunch, but you know what? We're certainly smarter than the guys we got running this country right now. Give me the guy who's running the deli at the corner store. I'll take him to put him in office. Because you know what? He actually understands how to run a business. He actually understands what a budget is. He doesn't decide at the end of the month that he's got to have another $100,000 because he can't make the budget. Well, let's keep raising the limit on your credit card. Yeah, call up Visa when you're at the max and you haven't made the payments and your debt is getting higher and higher and your economy is falling apart. Call up Visa, call up MasterCard, call up American Express and say, gee, I need an increase in my debt limit, but I'm not going to cut my spending. You know what they tell you? We all know what they tell you.
Mark, I had wanted to throw something out at the beginning, and I want to make it perfectly clear that America's Web Radio works totally independently of any and everybody. And the last election, it was sort of we only had one media basically that was standing up for Trump. I remember when Ted Turner, and I know Ted, and going back many, many years, but I remember when he started the Communist News Network, CNN, and it was never intended to be, I don't think, as liberal as it has become over the years. And then we had other startups, MSNBC and so forth and so on, and we had one very dim light on the horizon, and that was Fox News. And we all cheered as they presented another side to the story and a conservative side to a story. But I'm afraid I'm having to go from Fox News to Newsmax. Fox has done some really stupid things in the last couple of months. I don't know who their HR person is, but he or she has their head in the sand, and they have people on the air now that I wouldn't put on the air on America's Web Radio. And I don't care what their condition is or what supposedly they have come from. But I think
what you're referring to is that they've Rupert Murdoch, I guess, has become somewhat of a different person than he was. He had a very successful television station and a network, basically. And I think a lot of the hosts on that network were out there, yes, people like Tucker Carlson, but they dug the story. They got to the facts. Such as when I saw the video, and I always bring it up sometimes when I'm talking to people, my take on January 6th was, again, originally from the main media, the lamestream media. I thought these people ran in the building, busted through walls like the villains in Batman movies, taking over the Capitol, busting up the Capitol, looking for people to hang from the chandeliers. And the video that we were shown outside coincided with that particular narrative, and that's the narrative that they covered. They were covering the initial entrance into the building by a few criminals. Out of thousands of people, yes, there were criminals there, and prosecute the darn criminals. But you know what? Don't come back to me and say we prosecute people who riot when billions of dollars in damages were done to cities across this country under the BLM flag, and not anything was ever done. So all the businesses that were destroyed, all the buildings that were destroyed, the people who were killed, once again, no one was ever held responsible. And you know what? I found that no Republican nor any Democrat has ever answered as to why there was no justice during the riots of the BLM individuals. And all of a sudden, this was like the ISIS, you know, the ISIS of America at the January 6th. Now, do you think this was an insurrection? Because then people don't understand what an insurrection is. These people had no plan. You had a bunch of lame-ass geniuses who thought that they knew what they were doing. They came to the Capitol. But most of the people that were in there, quite frankly, were more tame than most of the sightseers that go in there with little kids. And when we saw the videos from Tucker Carlson, getting back to the point of what I was saying as I wandered around, is they basically showed that everything that we had been told about what happened was a lie. Everything that we were told about the January 6th committee. By the January 6th committee, and by the way, I got to tell the Republicans, you're a bunch of morons. You are a complete bunch of knuckleheads. Why? Everybody says, wait a second, you support the Republicans. I support the Republicans when they're intelligent. When they're dumb, I don't support them. See, the Democrats are more devious and more mischievous and certainly more forward-thinking than the Republicans. And quite frankly, since 2016, they've shown me that they're better at elections because they haven't had the better candidate. They haven't had nearly the same candidates, but they win. And bottom line is, in elections, doesn't matter how you do it, does it? You win. You get the seat. You're in the House. You're in the White House. You're in Congress. You're in the Senate. Look what they did in Fetterman. Fetterman won in Pennsylvania. I know for a fact that the people in Pennsylvania are not that stupid. But the Democrats in Pennsylvania were brilliant. They changed the election rules. They made it what they wanted it to. And by the time the Republicans woke up and filed court actions, it was all too late. And the courts turned around and said, it's late. You're too late, guys. Thanks for coming. Bye. But what they've done, if they've turned around and the January 6th has been the calling cry for everything, and now they have the brand name. Here's the brand name, MAGA. So let me ask anybody, do you know what MAGA means? Make America Great Again? That has become the battle cry of freedom for the Democrats. The battle cry of freedom. You say, wait a second. MAGA? I thought MAGA meant white supremacist extremists. No. MAGA is the people who want to make America great again. They want to stop the fall. They want to stop America from dropping out of the rest of the world and finding themselves at the back of the pack of everything. You know, the worst economy, the worst industrial complex ever. We've lost it. We're done. And what happened to decoupling from China? Do we have a bunch of people in the White House with a lack of memory? I mean, I know, listen, some of them, I should say we know who's in the White House. Yes, he does have a lack of memory. If his teleprompter goes out, his mind goes blank. But the bottom line here is there should be other people surrounding Brandon Biden. Let's go, Joe. To help him understand what should be going on and what needs to be going on. And they're not. You got people like Pete Buttigieg, who apparently they're making the new messiah. Because I think they've finally come to the realization that bumbling Joe, maybe he should vacation in Japan for another couple of years. Because in the United States, if he's out overseas, maybe he could do less harm. But the point being, in this particular instance, is Fox turned away from their viewership, just like Bud Light, just like Adidas. They turned away from who their clients are, and they started dumping their viewership. They basically said, no, we're gonna join with the lamestream media. We're going to join with the rest of the idiots and carry the water for Joe Brandon Biden. Okay, you want to do that? That's fine. Doesn't mean I have to watch you. Doesn't mean I have to be there with you. And you know what? They've lost a ton of viewership, and their viewership is going right over to Newsmax. You're 100% right with that. And, you know, it's funny you should say that. And we did not talk about this beforehand. I just want to let the viewers and everybody know, we did not talk about this. And, Dave, it's very funny you mention that, because this week I was watching Newsmax, and I very rarely turned on Fox News. I think I was watching Harris Faulkner. That was it. I wasn't watching them anymore because basically they've gone rogue. They've gone to the rest of the media stream of stupidity. And if that's what he wants to do, hey, it's a free country. Well, it may still be a free country. We're not sure yet. But the bottom line was Newsmax is a great news outlet. I've seen that, and I'm watching it now, and it's where the conservatives are going to wind up. And Fox is making a major mistake, just like Bud Light, that lost $5 billion in shareholder equity. And I tell you, I would implore the shareholders of Bud Light to sue the company. $5 billion of your stock out the window because they want it to be the trending Bud Light. But you know, I saw a commercial yesterday. All of a sudden, wow, there are cowboys and cowgirls in short shorts in the rain. But too late, Bud Light. Damage is done. It's like trying to fix the Titanic after it sunk. Too late. It's over. You know,
I've got to interject something else here, Mark. The public has not been told the truth by anybody except America's Web Radio that I know of. And I appeal. I'll get down on my hands and knees, but I appeal to anyone that listens to this show now or in the near future to go back to our Doctor's Lounge show yesterday. That was the 18th, the Doctor's Lounge on the 18th, and listen to what the perfect storm is. Not only sort of brewing, it has brewed and is coming our way. Dr. Hal Scherz was on yesterday and explaining that, as we know, China has got us by the short hairs every way we turn. And the most dramatic thing is nobody's saying this except America's Web Radio and Dr. Scherz and our other doctors that realize they're in the front. They know what they're talking about. And we are so dependent on China for our drugs, our antibiotics, And we're out in many cases of antibiotics.
We were supposed to be decoupling. Remember that whole talk about decoupling?
Let me finish this. The perfect storm starts at our southern border and is coming our way, and we have nothing to treat it with. And if you want to be scared to death, you listen to the doctor's lounge from yesterday, and the truth be told, nobody's advertising it. Nobody's mentioning it. Fox News certainly isn't. Newsmax isn't mentioning it. But the perfect storm is all of these people coming across our border, bringing in diseases that we haven't seen in hundreds of years.
I was just going to say that. We have eradicated many of these diseases, and now they're back.
And we have nothing to treat them with. And some of the things that, like Hal was saying, he's a pediatric urologist. And when he turns in surgery and asks for something, and the nurse says, "I'm sorry, doctor, but that's been back-ordered."
I'm seeing it on everything. I remember I got sick a couple of months ago, back in February, and had the flu. And they needed a erythromycin, I believe it's called. There was none to be found.
That's right.
I literally went from pharmacy to pharmacy to pharmacy, and finally found it at a Rite Aid up here in New York, after going to six other pharmacies that didn't have it. And they're all back ordered, and she had one left. And she made me give her my credit card and my health insurance over the phone to hold the pack until I got there. I mean, this was absolutely ridiculous. In a United States of America, the alleged most powerful, well, the second or third more powerful nation in the world today, and we don't have what we need to treat our own people. You want to talk about health care? Excuse me. Let's get our health care system fixed. And you know how you do that? Stop manufacturing things in this country.
Huh.
You want to put people to work?
Mark, let me interrupt you. The only problem with that is, guess where we get our raw materials from?
Yep, China.
Yep.
Because we don't make anything here.
Not only do we get the finished product from China, we get the raw material. And, you know, my thinking, let's just start putting the stuff in the capsule ourselves. Well, we ain't got no stuff.
Yeah, listen, it's the same thing where these idiots are pushing the Green New Deal with all this battery technology. And where do you think batteries come from? Who owns most of the, I think it's 87 or 90% of the cobalt mines? China. Why? Because their government is intelligent. Their government is smarter than our government. And their government is kicking the butts of America right now. They are taking whatever's left. You know, they used to say China's eating our lunch. They're eating our lunch. They're taking away the pail that we used to carry it in. And soon we may not even have the plastic bags to put our food in. They own us. China owns us. And they're not going to be firing shots at us. And I heard the other day, by the way, when President Knucklehead, was in Japan, that China basically threatened us again. Threatened America. China threatening outright America. They said, don't get on the wrong side of 1.4 billion Chinese. And those who play with fire will get burnt. Gee, would you take that as a threat? But what's our idiot doing? Our idiot is over there apologizing for Hiroshima. I am so happy that he is over there while our country is about to default in its debt. Isn't that a great idea? And let's talk about some of his other great ideas. How about in New York, Orange County? They're upstate New York and in Buffalo. They were kicking, ready for this, folks? They were kicking veterans out of the hotels in favor of putting in illegal invaders, migrants, whatever you want to call them. You can call them anything you want. But what blithering imbecile believes that people who do not even legally have a right to be in this country deserve better treatment than those who have served this country? What blithering idiot? Well, you know what? The American public, we're the blithering idiot because we put the people in office who think that that's a good idea.
Well, those individuals that they kicked out of the hotels and motels have shown themselves very well, in my opinion. When that idiot in your state, Bragg, brought charges against Daniel Penny, what did the veterans do? They started a defense fund that's grown to, I guess it's $3-4 million now.
Yeah, but here's the point. Here's the point, Dave. There should not need to be a defense fund.
There shouldn't be, no, but you keep pushing us, the veterans, you keep pushing us and pulling shit like they did in New York with the veterans and give it to the homeless. There's going to reach one hell of a breaking point, and it's going to make the Civil War look like a made-up story.
But here's the problem. These homeless people of our own doing, we brought them here. We funneled them all over the country in the middle of the night most of the time until it blew up in their faces and people were going and taking pictures of it late at night they were bringing them into Westchester Airport.
You're talking about the immigrants. I'm talking about the veterans. When they started kicking them out, there's going to be a revolt. And the government and your idiot in New York, they're not going to like it because we have shown what we can do when you push us past the brink. And that's what we've done for Penny. Penny's going to make that Neely look like what he was and make Bragg look even dumber than he is.
Well, 42 arrests this guy Neely had. One for punching like a 62-year-old woman in the face and breaking her eye socket. He had an outstanding warrant. I mean, did we have to wait? And I said this last week. Do we have to wait until four or five people on that train in that subway locked that terror tube? Did they have to wait until four or five of the people were dead before someone stepped up? Or do you do it preemptively? Now, you see, here is an indictment of the entire system. Here's an indictment of the entire system. 42 arrests, and this guy is still on that subway car. Why? You know what? Nobody answers that question. And all of a sudden, the Neely family are up in arms with their attorney. Woo! Now they're concerned. Why are they concerned now? 42 arrests this guy had. An outstanding warrant. Where were they when he had problems? Where were they when it should have been done? When something should have been dealt with? When it should have been turned around? He should have been taken and treated. You know, listen, he could be an individual that was sick. He could be a mentally defective person. That's fine. Get him the treatment he needs.
You know,
don't be the family when it's convenient. Oh, now you think there's money involved in here? You know what? Nothing. They should get nothing. They should, in fact, be charged with neglect. Because if he was unfortunately mentally disabled, they are the responsible party, his family. And the system itself failed. And they put Daniel Penny in that situation. And that's an indictment of the entire system. But you know what? No, Bragg doesn't believe in that. Bragg brought a felony complaint where he should have taken it to a grand jury. And you know what? I'll bet those people in the grand jury in New York City, they ride the subway. But you know what? I have no faith in the jury system anymore. I have no faith in the legal system anymore because it's been so broken up, so destroyed. Yes, by Soros-backed imbeciles like Bragg and his office, because it was more important to them to go after Donald Trump than to go find Mr. Neely and put him in jail or to get him the treatment he needed. But you see, this is what people don't understand. You want to jump up and down. And then the people who were running around the subway station, interfering, jumping on the tracks, stopping trains from coming into the station. You know what? You want to have public lunacy? Be my guest. Be my guest. But don't invite me into your wild party. I'm not interested. You know, we had an idiot this week also, the more progressive than Lori Lightfoot in Chicago. You know, the voting public just never ceases to amaze me. They really do not. I saw they have the 57th mayor now, Brandon Johnson. And on the first day on the job, this imbecile, he compares the death of 3-year veteran police officer Ariana Preston, who was murdered by four mutts, armed bandits in her own driveway, to a guy who was a gangbanger. It was Adam Toledo. He was a teenager who was shot and killed by police. He's a gangbanger, and he was armed at the time. He compares her death to his death. Is he stupid? Is he that dumb? It makes you people in Chicago are going to want a Lori Lightfoot back in office real quick after this knucklehead you elected. Holy moly. And by the way, this week is National Police Memorial Week in Washington, D.C. And every one of you out there who haven't been mugged, who haven't been raped, who haven't been assaulted, should thank a police officer for that. But you know what? There were 247 names of police officers killed in the line of duty this year placed upon that memorial wall in Washington. Another disaster in America. No respect for police officers. That thin blue line that keep us from chaos. Every time you see a cop, you should thank him. Because there's no amount of money in this world that you can give a police officer to protect and serve that is going to be worth what he does. They run towards the bullets, not away from the bullets. Look at what happened here in New Mexico, Farmington, New Mexico this week. 3 dead, 6 shot after a gunman, 18-year-old, another moron, opened fire and shot people. Why? We don't know. But you know what? We still don't know why the transgender person or thing, whatever you want to call them, or her, shot people at the school. Shot 3 kids. Why? Why don't we have that quote-unquote manifesto? How is it that this goes on? Does anyone see the rest of the corruption in this country? And by the way, let me tell you something. I think, and I'm telling it out and out, there should be massive protests the next time that Daniel Penny is in court. I want to see everybody out there. I want to see them, as the police commissioner said, raising their voices. Oh, yeah. It is time to raise the conservative voice in this country. It is time to get out there and let them know. Let them know that you are unhappy with what's going on here. This is absolutely ridiculous. Let me take a quick break here. Let's have commercials come on board. We got to pay for the station. And we'll be right back with Bite of Reality.
If you want the truth about politics, medicine, weapons, classic cars, and more, you'll want to tune in to America's Web Radio. You can listen to all of your favorite shows live at www.americaswebradio.com or on demand on iTunes, Spotify, or your favorite podcast app. That's www.americaswebradio.com.
On August 8th, 2022, in violation of the Fourth Amendment, the FBI performed a most egregious search of a former president's home. The Fourth Amendment of the U.S. Constitution provides that the right of the people to be secure in their persons, houses, papers, and effects against unreasonable searches and seizures shall not be violated, and no warrants shall issue, but upon probable cause, supported by oath or affirmation, and particularly describing the place to be searched, and the persons or things to be seized. The Fourth Amendment originally enforced the notion that each man's home is his castle, secure from unreasonable searches and seizures of property by the government. We must take a stand, and take back our country.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls of all ages, join me, Roger B., every Tuesday at 1400 hours right here on America's Web Radio for the Locked and Loaded Show. We will talk about guns, weapons, ammo, gun accessories, prepping, and so much more. So be sure to join us every Tuesday at 1400 or 2 p.m. for Locked and Loaded on America's Web Radio.
You're listening to America's Web Radio on the AmericasBroadcastNetwork.com. Thank you for listening.
And we're back with Bite of Reality with Mark the Shark, coming live from New York. Sometimes I wonder whether or not I am live. But right before the break, we were talking about Police Memorial Week in Washington, D.C. And, you know, I really have to give it out to all the police officers and the people who protect us, because they just don't get what they deserve. They deserve our ever-loving grace and thanking for what they do. That thin blue line that keeps us from the chaos that is the rest of the world. And it's unfortunate that we don't recognize them, we demonize them, we defund them. And by the way, just to set the record correct, we did not defund, the Republicans did not defund, it was the Democrats. And if you have a problem, go to your old Google or go to your DuckDuckGo or go to any search engine. Maybe they'll tell you the truth. It was not the Republicans. It was the Democrats who were yelling to defund the police. So,
you know, the best thing, one of the things that the station, America's Web Radio, supports and appeals to people across the country. I know I've done it many, many times in my hometown, but that is, do a ride along, and not from 8 o'clock to noon, but from 7 or 8 o'clock at night until midnight with your local police department, with the local cop, and see what they go through. Ride along, and most every police department I know will let you ride along with a cop, and it'll be one of the most interesting conversations you have, as well as one of the most interesting experiences you may ever have, and get an idea of what these guys and gals go through as police officers.
It's a tough job, but somebody's got to do it. So right now, since we're running short on time this week, I'm going to kind of run through, we'll call it the lightning round. The lightning round of Bite of Reality. So let's see. 6,000 migrants without court dates into the United States this week at the border. The border's open. Come on board. Everybody come on in. It seems that the only people they're sending back is the senators and the congressmen who want to go to the border. They're sending them away. Everybody else come on in. And then we have, let's see, California. All right, California makes the top 10 Bite of Reality list this week. Way to go, California, giving jobless benefits to illegal invaders. Nice. That'll do it. Put that in your coffers with the $14 trillion bill that Cori Bush wants for reparations in California. By the way, for just a brief history lesson, California was never a slave state. But that doesn't matter, because reality doesn't matter in California. Sorry about that, everyone who lives there. But they have some other interesting, I'll tell you, why didn't I think of this? You know, I tried so hard when I was in college to try to get into the sorority, and I just couldn't. They just wouldn't let me in. I don't know why. So Kappa Kappa Gamma, University of Wyoming, was forced to accept a transgender biological male into the female sorority. Gee, I should have thought of that. Listen, it's been a while since I've been in college, but darn, that's a brilliant idea, how to get inside a sorority. And pillow fights and all the rest of the stuff. Why didn't I think of that? But you know what? The society is broken. They're breaking down the morals. They're breaking down society. If you have to take guys who clearly become excited while in the sorority, even though the guy says he's a girl, he's got some biological problems with the girl parts. So that doesn't fly for me. But you know what? I would not want my daughters to be in a sorority with a guy. Sorry. I'm not a prude, but I don't think that some things are right. Sororities is for sororities, and fraternities are for fraternities. End of story. But what I did want to point out one other thing that somebody said this week that I heard, which was very interesting. Getting back to the Daniel Penny matter, if the roles were reversed, if the guy who went nuts and harmed people or attempted to harm people were white, and the gentleman, the Marine who grabbed him and put him in a chokehold to subdue him, was black, I submit to you that you would not have heard a peep about that at all. And that, my friends, is the real problem in this society. when the media makes racism to the forefront when there is no racism. Nobody involved in that incident at the time or at any time during that incident said, gee, he's a black guy and that's a white guy. Maybe we should do something. They never said that. They said, here's a dangerous person. Get him subdued. End of story. But let's look at some of the other stuff for Police Week this week. Rashida Tlaib, Cori Bush, they voted against honoring fallen heroes, police officers in Congress. You know, you guys who voted for them, take that into account the next time you want to go back. Okay, while Cori Bush spent over $500,000 on her own personal security for her fat butt, but she wants not to honor the police. Yeah, okay, take that back to your district. Stuff it in your pipe and smoke it. In her district, probably everybody's smoking something because they voted for her. Boy, talk about an activist and imbecile. So now let's see. Oh, we've let in 3,000 or 4,000 Chinese nationals now crossing the border who are of military age. Are they just people looking for a new life sent by China? Or are they looking to track their own balloons when they fly across the United States again? You know, I got to tell you, folks, you got to make better decisions. You really do. You know, we're going to have no superheroes in this country. We're going to have no heroes in this country because we keep throwing them under the bus. And I did want to cover, as best I can right now, the weaponization committee this week. I heard the hearings started yesterday. 5 FBI whistleblowers. Wow. If you haven't seen that hearing, look it up on YouTube or go to, I think it's C-SPAN. See if you can find it. Garrett O'Boyle, Stephen Friend, Mr. Allen. I was blown away by the stories that they're telling. And again, they're allegations that I'm hearing because I don't have first-hand knowledge. So I understand that. But here's what happened during that hearing. The disrespect shown to these heroes by the Democrats was outrageous. Jim Jordan tried to rein them in as best possible, but you know what? They just don't see eye to eye. They don't care. They really don't care. You know, Marcus Allen, he's a Marine Corps veteran. Most of these guys have either been police officers, actually every one of them have either been police officers or served in the military. And why are they being treated so unfairly? If their stories are correct, and if their stories are true, the FBI did abuse these individuals. Why? Because they came upon a certain extent of corruption in the FBI. And no one's addressing the corruption. And here's the problem that we're going to have again. The FBI turns around and revokes all of their security clearances and does not permit them to get another job. Apparently, when you're in the FBI, when your security clearances gets pulled, what are you going to do for a living? You have to get permission from them to work, and they're not giving you the permission. These guys have been out of work for over a year, some of them. So when they revoke their clearance, they, in essence, punish the family and these people. These people are whistleblowers. And you had that Debbie Wasserman Schultz moron. She gets up there, she goes, they're not whistleblowers. You know, this is the same Democratic Party who had an undisclosed whistleblower during their committee. The unknown whistleblower. These guys were brave enough to come forward. So you know what? You little imbeciles in Congress, you show those people the respect they deserve. You listen to their story. And don't you dare tell them that they're not whistleblowers. Especially the Democrats. You're lying. I'll keep it clean because it's a family show. But they unabashedly attacked the heroes and the FBI who are blowing the whistle on what's going on. And listen, quite frankly, we only need to look at certain things like Hunter Biden. Since 2019, they're investigating. You could investigate the entire United States in 2019 from today. But somehow or another, amazingly, they're able to charge, convict, and prosecute people from the January 6th. Well, they have video of several different crimes from his laptop, although he did admit that he wanted his laptop back, but it's not his laptop. Yeah, go figure that out. Go figure that out. Yeah, it's not our laptop, but we want it back. Okay. So what I found amazing at this hearing was they went directly to the MAGA issue. All of a sudden, it became about the MAGA issue. Well, Republicans take note because you're not that bright. The January 6th committee was made up of all Democrats. All Democrats, even though they were Republicans who called themselves Republicans, those were all Democrats. Kinziger and the other imbecile, they were all Democrats. So, Republicans, the next time you don't want a circus, you want to just get things done, make a committee of all Republicans, just like the Democrats did. And I'm so glad that Biden went to Japan this week. I really am. But what I would tell you is, I was talking about the Adidas during Rhyme Time. Adidas came out with a commercial with a male model showing off female swimwear with an obvious bulge where it doesn't belong. I cannot believe that people are not boycotting Adidas. I would do the same thing that they did with Bud Light. No more Bud Light. Don't drink Bud Light. I call for the boycott. Unlike all these other Republicans who want to take the high road, the less traveled road, the road that's now covered with grass because no one goes there. Because everything the Republicans and the higher uppers in the conservative party do doesn't affect anybody. Yet Democrats have it right. When they go high, we go low. That's what we should do. I would boycott Bud Light. I would call for a boycott of Adidas. You want to sell swimwear? That's fine. Do not put males in female swimwear. That's just wrong. From where I stand, that's wrong. You know, you want male models to show off your clothes? That's ludicrous to me. What's the real deal? There are two sexes as I see it. There's nothing loony that the left can say that's ever going to change that view of mine. And most of America, apparently. And the more they push this gender non-specific stuff, the cross sections of America forward, the more they destroy our families and our society. And quite frankly, I would say go woke, make them go broke. That's what I want. Because you need to push back, America. As conservatives, you need to start pushing back. Because you are losing the gender war. You're losing the war on America. I don't care what you want to be. I really don't. I don't care anything else. You want to be yourself. Do whatever you want. But don't ask me to jump on the crazy train. Don't force me to accepting something that I just certainly do not believe in. Nor will I accept as being my reality some made up 52 other different genders. You're born one way and you are what you are. You know, that's reality. That's not something different. And we need to understand that in our life. You know, life is about living. And as we get to the end of the show, I can't understand this theory about 52 genders and anything else. But you know what? Don't ask me to join the loony bin. I'm not a loony bin person. I'm going to tell you like it is from Bite of Reality. And in Bite of Reality, we tell the truth. We give you the reality of what's going on out there. So until next week, I would like to bid you all adieu. Have a fantastic week. This has been Bite of Reality with Mark the Shark from New York. Thanks for listening.
The views, opinions, and content of the show hosts and their guests appearing on America's Web Radio are their own and do not necessarily reflect those of the station.
You're listening to America's Web Radio on the AmericasBroadcastNetwork.com. Thank you for listening.